USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The talks have begun between President Trump and the Russian leader Vladimir Putin, who sat down one-on-one at the presidential palace in Helsinki. Only translators are present. Following that discussion, advisors and staffers from both sides will be allowed in. And while some reports say a joint news conference can be expected after their discussions are over, other reports say the two men will be speaking to reporters but may not be taking questions. Before the summit, President Trump sits down with CBS News and says of it,
"But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations."
Earlier today, Trump tweets, quote, "Our relationship with Russia has never been worse thanks to many years of U.S. foolishness and now the witch hunt," to which a tweet from the Foreign Affairs Ministry of Russia says, "We agree." This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Three Kansas City, Missouri police officers are shot by a man who then holds police at bay for hours before he's shot and killed. Police Chief Rick Smith says the officers, luckily, are expected to recover.
All three detectives were transported to a local hospital. All right now appear to have non-life-threatening injuries, thank God.
Two undercover detectives were first shot outside a motel as they were following the suspect considered a person of interest in a shooting death of a man earlier this month. A third Kansas City detective was later shot during a standoff with the suspect, who was then shot and killed by police. After North Korean officials failed to show up to a meeting about it last week, the U.S. is again working with North Korea to try to bring home the remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers who went missing during the Korean War. The two sides did hold talks on the issue over the weekend in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A suspect accused of shooting three Kansas City police officers is dead after an hours-long standoff. Two undercover police officers were shot near U.S. Highway 40 and Manchester Trafficway while they were trying to arrest the suspect yesterday morning. And a third KC cop was later shot during a standoff with the suspect at a home. Police shot and killed the suspect. He'd been wanted in connection with the shooting death of a University of Missouri, Kansas City student during a robbery earlier this month. The U.S. and North Korea continue to hold talks over the return of the remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers who died in the Korean War. The two sides held talks on the issue this weekend at the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. and the North have agreed to resume searches for the remains of missing Americans. And today is called Amazon Prime Day, or Christmas in July for Amazon Prime members. Consumers actually will have access to over a million deals for 36 hours this year, and it's reaching four more countries than last. Technically, you have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber to take advantage, but some vendors are offering discounts to everyone, and there's also a loophole allowing free trial users to also access the sale. Hey, while you're online shopping, check us out, too. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.